people who are members of churches in America today are not Christians. I say that without the slightest fear of contradiction. I base it on the empirical evidence of 24 years of examining thousands of people. In the early 2000s, I was the drummer in the band called Junkyard Prophet, voted second best unsigned band in the country, behind that of a band called POD, who in fact became MTV's darling. And according to Reverb Nation, we were in fact the number one Christian band in the country. Friends, we've worked with Geffen Records, Warner Brothers, being endorsed by major musical instrumental companies on a global basis. And after touring the nation, as well as playing with the biggest names in the Christian scene, Bride, Guardian, Disciple, Nuvo, so on and so forth, and also playing with the big boys in the secular scene, Drowning Pool, Creed, Sick Puppies, etc., I'm simply bringing my experience to you concerning the topic in which I will highlight firsthand. Now, before I get started, I'd like to say to those who want to twist scripture in an attempt to protect the gods that they have in fact created in their minds, such as their favorite musicians, actors, so on and so forth, by suggesting that I am not to judge, I would remind you that I am using the judge's word to make judgments. I'm judging with righteous judgment and that out of love. Furthermore, I'd like to add that if you are not zealous against error yourself, it's because you're probably not zealous for the truth, whereas I am. Now, yesterday I took the time to highlight on my radio show the likes of many celebrities that have been elevated to modern-day Christian stardom, such as Kanye West, who was trophied on the heretical Joel Osteen's platform recently for his supposed conversion, and you thought the political scene was filled with theater. Friends, the Lord warned us of both. This novice, unacquainted or unskilled in the Word of God, Kanye West, stated that he was the greatest artist that God ever created.
Because now I told you about my arrogance and cockiness already. Now, the greatest artist that God has ever created is now working for him.
Folks, is this guy kidding me? Didn't know that it was about Kanye West anymore. Kanye was praising himself. Furthermore, does someone want to give this guy a reality check on what talent truly is?
You're such a I'm a sick I like a quick I'm a sick I like a quick I'm a sick I like a quick.
Then again, the bar has been lowered so far that we can understand why he is deceived into believing that he is what he wants to believe that he is. It tells us in 1 Timothy 3:6 through 7, not a novice, lest being lifted up with pride, he fall into the condemnation of the devil. Moreover, he must have a good report of them which are without, lest he fall into reproach and the snare of the devil. Friends, you are to prove those who call themselves Christians. Again, it tells us in 1 Thessalonians 5:12, and we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you. Now, case in point, established churches up until the 1900s used to prove their members for 1 to 3 years before accepting them for their professions. Now, friends, Kanye wants to evangelize America's youth with his music. Now, that's a good initiative, but he needs to first make sure that he's first partaker of the fruit that the Lord gives in understanding in all things. And time will show whether he is genuine or not. The reason that I bring up this point is to show you that others that have claimed conversion, such as Bono from U2, Brian Head Welsh from Korn, Alice Cooper, Bob Dylan, again, so on and so forth. Friends, they go back to the vomit that they claimed that they were converted from. How does that work? It doesn't. For example, Brian Head Welsh from Korn claims his conversion, but rejoins the band and lifestyle that he claimed to be converted from. Let me tell you how that works, friends. By feeding upon the hirelings of the day and refusing to do your own due diligence in searching scriptures for yourselves. according to Brian's world, you are to yield yourself back to the spirit of the world, Antichrist, in order to influence people for the Lord? Now, friends, I can't find that in the Word. The same thing goes for the likes of Alice Cooper. He said that he got saved because he was afraid that he would go to hell. Again, I can't find that in Scripture, but I can find what...
Andrew Young, former mayor of Atlanta, said, "You don't want to think of yourself as a martyr, but if you worship in a religion, Christianity, where the symbol of that religion is a cross, you are reminded every day of your lives that the cross is not something that you just hang on the wall. It's something that comes out as a result of confrontation with evil, and that when you face that confrontation with evil, you're likely to face the possibility with a physical death. But if you don't face that confrontation with evil, you inevitably face a spiritual death." Our Constitution was made only for a moral and a religious people. Christian, it is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. Human passions unbridled by morality and religion, Christianity, would break the strongest cords of our Constitution as a whale goes through a net. The second president of the United States of America, Mr. John Adams.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. A faithful witness delivereth souls, those that tell the truth. Remember, Jesus was hated for the truth that he gave. And if you look at John 7:7, you'll understand. He was even speaking to his brothers who didn't believe him. Before his resurrection, James got saved after his resurrection, not before. He didn't believe him neither. And Jesus said, "I testify against the deeds of the world that they're evil." You can't even hear that. Where have you heard that from the pulpits in America? And when I'm talking about that, friends, I'm talking about the popular hirelings of the day that they've convinced many of you biblically illiterates of the fact that they're truly preachers of the Word of God, when in fact they omit the Word of God. They omit what it is that they should be preaching, that men might be converted. Like it talks about in 2 Corinthians 15, where it talks about knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade man. That's the New Testament, folks. Or what about this in Matthew 3:7? It says that, "O generation of vipers, who has warned you to flee from the wrath to come?" Or how about this one? "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand," Matthew 3:2. Or Acts 20, verse 21, "Repentance towards God and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ." How often do you hear this stuff today? You don't hear it at all. You know, I seen in contrast to what I'm talking about here, and I'll continue on this venture for a moment. But yesterday, I seen a guy that made a football mask, and he put the football on his head, and it was made out to be like the movie Mask from the 1990s with Jim Carrey. But it was a perfect football, and somehow or another, when you pack a stadium where you have a bunch of grown men fighting over a pig ball with tights on, they put these masks on and they walk around praising their idols, which the Lord condemns in Jeremiah 11:13. I just want to say this. If you haven't heard this, you need to hear this. You do know that the NFL is rigged. You do know that baseball games are rigged, right? The NBA is rigged. You can just ask the football players. We played the videos before from the football players, from the basketball players, who told you they already knew who was going to win the Super Bowl the following year. They knew exactly where to get hotel rooms a year before because it was all pre-scripted. Now, I'm saying that for the reason of this guy with a hat or a mask that looked like a football. It was actually pretty clever, to be quite honest with you. But interesting that, you know, you have 80 to 100,000 people in a stadium looking at that guy like he's totally normal. Like this is just the norm of the day. Watching a bunch of full-grown men hit each other. And somehow they're entertained by that. I think they forgot that Caesar said that you just give people a piece of bread and a show, entertain them. Tain, derived from entertain, means to stop from entering in. That you can do whatever you want with them. People are entertained out of their freedoms. You know, a lot of times when we're talking about topics here on the show, we'll get people to call in and say, just like yesterday, Susan from Washington State, who had said that her and her husband were the only ones to deal with corruption in her whole county. Nobody else wanted to stand with her. Well, I can tell you right now, if she really wanted the support, and I'm speaking this to myself as well, that's all I have to do is go to the football game to see what it is that they do support, and then that will give us the answer as to why we're in trouble in the first place. Now let's go back to the guy with the football mask on. That's normal in the minds of the American people. But a preacher being faithful to God, especially going to those that claim to be Christians that don't know a thing about his word, when we give them the word, it's foreign to them. They're offended by the word. It's a rock of offense and a stone of stumbling. They're the ones that will be the first ones to say, crucify him, crucify him. We have no king but our favorite football stars. John 19:15. I'm using in parallel concerning what they did to Christ when they said that they had no king but King Caesar. Oh, you can see the same thing with Fox News and the golden idol that they have created over there, friends. They all claim to be the Lord's, but yet they know nothing of the word whatsoever. Like, for example, Ephesians 5:11. What does it say? And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. But rather reprove them. When's the last time you've seen that, friends? Curious. Or what about this one? This is my favorite. Go over to Ezekiel chapter 3. We're to warn men to flee from the wrath to come. For example, in 3:18, he says, when I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die, and thou givest him not warning. The wicked are those that know to do right, but they do it not. Thou shalt surely die, and thou shalt givest him not warning, nor speakest to warn the wicked from their wicked way to save his life. The same wicked man shall die in his lawlessness, his iniquity, but his blood will I require at his hand. Who is that? Those that refuse to take heed to the warnings. Like I said to somebody the other day when they called in, I said, it's not my job to drag people over the top of the hill with me. It's my job to show the people that it can be done and what it looks like when you're saved and when you bear forth fruit to the glory of Christ, John 15:8. And I was also thinking about 2 Corinthians 7:10 and 11. That's all I'm supposed to do. I'm not supposed to drag. Do you see Jesus dragging anybody about? Absolutely not. The Bible says they followed him. They followed him. Not the other way around. Now, the reason I'm saying that, folks, is because we've got, again, much to cover. I almost named the show Inundation today. Really, I did. You are being inundated from every corner from the corporate world that has been created. And I'm talking about that figurative head, Donald Trump, who has sold himself out and his soul. He was just recently asked if he was going to heaven. He says, no, I don't think I'm going there. Of course you're not. Of course you're not. You judge a man by his fruit and look at the fruit. So many people out there, by the way, today are talking about the fruit of a tree that does not constitutionally exist. I know what I'm talking about when I'm telling you concerning the fruit of Donald Trump. But you are under attack. Here, case in point, just in passing before we hit our first hard break here, I want you to go ahead and take a look at this. Here's a little first grader my friend sent to me from Michigan this morning. Addison Community School mourns sudden loss of first grader. Times 30 worldwide. Oh, by the way, Donald wants you to believe that he saved millions of lives through the experimental jabs. When again, the opposite is true of what he says. Now, died suddenly, doctors are baffled, sudden cancer, sudden strokes, heart attacks, myocarditis, blood clots, Gillian, which is Bear syndrome, neurological problems, compromised immune systems. The doctors are baffled. Young, fit, and healthy die. Fertility problems, dead babies, Bell's palsy. Why is it the doctors are baffled, but I'm not baffled? Because it shows you who you're listening to, right? We're going to take a quick break. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Dropping the hammer today, folks. Dropping the hammer today. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, this is Perry Atkinson, President and General Manager of the Dove Radio and TV. What an honor for me to talk about Bradley Dean. Bradley has been a friend of the Dove's ministry and a regular guest on our talk show for many years. His Sons of Liberty broadcast on radio is one of the top platforms in the country for spreading the truth of Christ and bringing resolve to the issues that so many of us face on a daily basis. Bradley and his team has done an excellent job honoring the price that has been paid for our freedoms, both naturally and spiritually. And it's our honor and our pleasure to partner with Sons of Liberty Radio.
BBSRadio.com.
Hey everybody, Alex Newman here, award-winning international journalist with Liberty Sentinel Media. We broke some of the critical stories exposing the COVID hoax, the lies about the injections, and so much more way before it was cool. We exposed the UN, the climate hoax, the U.S. government, and so much more, all from a biblical perspective, with the goal of bringing you all the information you need to keep your family and yourself happy, healthy, and free. Check us out at libertysentinel.org and subscribe for free at libertysentinel.org/subscribe.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Let us not be found amongst the common herd, friends, as you are to be the compeers of angels. Nay, as you are far higher than they, and one with Christ, and as the precious blood has been your ransom price, walk as becometh saints. Okay, I want to show you how this double-mindedness goes on in this country. You know what? Do you guys all remember who Michael Aquinas was? Remember the military guy? Michael Aquino was his name. And he was a Satanist. The Temple of Seth. He was in the military and his name was Michael Aquino. Do you guys all remember this guy? You know, I'm not trying to be weird here, but I am telling you, I do understand that we have a bunch of clowns that are appointed in the circus of politics, which again are operating in a uniparty system to try to divide and conquer America, which Jesus told us to beware of in Mark 3:25. But I'm telling you, man, when you look at J.D. Vance, who has changed his name several times, again, for those that think you know what you're talking about, you really don't. You really don't know what you're talking about. A world has been created, friends, where it's fictitious. It really, truly is.
And the narrative is always driven to you. 92%, they claim, they drive the narrative. 8% is those that are willing to tell you the truth. The 92% is all given to you by a bunch of useful idiots in the mainstream media. And this is a prime example of what I'm talking about. For those that get behind the current administration, and they say to themselves, oh man, this is a righteous generation. No, it's not. It's a hypocritical administration. And generation, might I add, which is the fruit thereof, Luke 7:35. And so what I want to show you is I want to show you before J.D. Vance mysteriously became the vice president of the United States, corporate America, by the way, put that up against 1871, the incorporation of America, he hated Donald Trump's guts. So did that little con man, Marco Rubio. And that little con girl, they call her the Barbie, and I'm talking about Kristi Noem, and I'm talking about the Silver Knight, the wannabe Silver Knight, Ted Cruz. He's an absolute clown. In all of these jokes that I'm going to highlight right now, they're on you. They're all on you. So I want to show you again the hypocrisy of the people that you tolerate in office that have been sold to you as the righteous. And I want you to see what they said about Donald Trump before they became a part of Donald Trump's criminal administration. Check this out.
Candidate, and frankly, I think a really bad person. There is definitely an element of Donald Trump's support that has its basis in racism or xenophobia.
I never liked him.
I don't know who I'm going to vote for. I'm definitely not going to vote for Trump because I think that he's projecting very complex problems on the simple villains. And at the end of the day, do you believe Donald Trump, who always tells the truth? Just kidding. Or do you believe that woman on that tape?
No, there is no way we are going to allow
Marco Rubio
to take over the conservative movement. And Donald Trump is a con artist.
What do you think a Trump government would look like, Senator?
It would be chaos.
If he builds the wall the way he built Trump Towers, he'll be using illegal immigrant labor to do it.
I mean, we're liable to wake up one morning.
Ted Cruz.
If we were president, would have nuked Denmark.
They're all talking about the president that they now praise in corporate America.
This country safe. And the American people are not interested in this circus sideshow of insults.
So he's not my candidate, but I, people came to this country for
no, Chris,
freedom.
Don't know him.
So I believe his statement was un-American, and I don't agree with it.
Wow, that's amazing. They all denounce Trump before they're called to go be part of Donald Trump's administration. Well, is that called holding the truth and unrighteousness, or are they just flat-out liars? I go with the latter. I truly do. I mean, there's no other way to explain the games these people play. I think they forget scriptures such as Revelation 21, verse 8, when it tells us that all liars shall have their part in the lake of fire. Wow. Which, by the way, we fear the Lord. We repent before the Lord, not hell. Hell is the consequence of unrepented sin. Read Luke 12, 4 and 5 when you get a moment. You know, I wonder if they know scriptures like Proverbs 19, 9, where it says, a false witness shall not go unpunished, and he that speaketh lies shall perish. Man, they're selling out their soul for the world. Let me tell you something, bad guys. Sell out the world and save your soul. For what is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? Fools. Fools. Psalm 14:1. Here, let me bring you to the next topic because we've got much to cover today, friends. I want to show you this first and foremost. I know that we have seen over and over again Ilhan Omar's attacks on who we are as a people. I want to show you this. This is just 1 year ago, and I'm showing this on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. And if at any time you'd like to contend for the faith, Jude 3 and 4, please do, or add to the conversation. That number is 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. This includes all of our affiliates as well. Please call in. Love hearing from you. Love making it your show, okay? But what I'm showing the people right now, affiliates, is a meme posted by Ilhan Omar. Okay, and I'm not going to go through the whole list of all of her crimes that she's committed against the people of this country, but you do know that one of the first acts that she'd actually introduced to prosecutors were on the behalf of Somalians that were in the 5th District that were busted being recruited for ISIS to fight against Americans. She asked for leniency against those individuals that were warring against our fathers, our grandpas, our uncles, our cousins, our friends, our neighbors that served in the military that they wanted to wipe out. She wanted leniency on them. She was asking the American government to be lenient on those that were murdering our boys. Nothing new here. She just said what the politicians do all day long with their unconstitutional wars. Just ask them. But here, this is what I want you to see. Representative Ilhan Omar retweeted this, okay? And it's a picture of a Muslim flag on the state of Minnesota. And she said this. She said, there's power with numbers, breed like rats, and establish global dominance. Inshallah, the 21st century will see the great rise of Islam. Glory be to Allah. Boy, that's an American, right? That's what she calls herself. But it just doesn't jive, does it? Well, I'm sure you've probably seen recently Newsmax highlighting the fact that she was GD in America. Now, I got to be careful with this because I don't like the expletives. Scripture's very clear. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And it says that in Ephesians 4:29, James 1:26, and Colossians 3:8, that it's a fine reflection to see what's in the heart by what comes out of the mouth, okay? And we're to let no corrupt communication proceed out of our mouth, but that which is good to the edifying of the hearers. That's what Scripture clearly says. So to all my affiliates right now, I just want to make clear that you're going to hear some things that you might not want to hear. So if you can go ahead and put a block on it, please do. I'll do my best to cover it. I'm just telling you that as a backup. Okay, this is Newsmax recently, and I want you to listen carefully as to how you're being attacked by none other, again, than the installed, digital footprint, Ilhan Omar, who is installed into America to attack the states, and it's what she's been doing. Even after being uncovered for all of this fraud, she still continues to attack. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that a prime example of what we're seeing with both federal and state working one with another concerning this fraud? Because, folks, I'm telling you right now, they're working together because nobody's been prosecuted. Here's the point. I hope that you all understand that if Tim Walz, Keith Ellison, Ilhan Omar, and Jacob Frey, not a one of them's from Minnesota, by the way, neither is the chief of police. He is from New Jersey, and he's married to a Muslim. So it shows you that they're handpicked and then installed. But again, I want to say this. I hope that you all understand that if Tim Walz, Keith Ellison, Ilhan Omar, and Jacob Frey were indicted and charged awaiting sentence, where they should be, there would be none of this happening in the state of Minnesota right now. None of it. I'm going to show you something right after this concerning ICE. So if you're pro or you're con, listen, if you're here to tell the truth, we're going to listen to the facts and I'm going to highlight the fruit. But first, listen to this carefully.
Sco in Minnesota continues. The only Somalian refugee in America currently serving in the United States Congress is apparently appalled that federal immigration agents are arresting federal criminals. She's appalled because nothing like that would ever happen in her Somalia, her beloved Somalia, because Somalia is a wonderful place. I hear all the hotels in Mogadishu are like totally sold out in Somalia for spring break this year. Like spring break Mogadishu. But this might be the first time I actually agree with Ilhan Omar completely because it is appalling.
It is appalling for our Republican colleagues to...
Okay, now I want you to keep in mind, people, she's already been exposed for massive fraud. She's the one that introduced the bill. She was worth nothing, and then she mysteriously, I'm saying that with tongue in cheek, mysteriously becomes a millionaire 30 times over. Again, she's already been uncovered for her fraud, but she still has not been indicted. She's still not been imprisoned, awaiting sentence. Nope, they're putting the cameras right back up to her face so she can attack the American people again. Hey, people, if you want justice, I can tell you this, it's going to have to be you that does it. Read Amos 5:15 when you get a moment, because what you see going on in the courts, what you see going on in the halls of government is nothing but a dog and a pony show. That's all you're seeing. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio show and have been thinking there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Hi, my name's Floyd Brown from the Western Center for Journalism and westernjournalism.com. I love Bradley Dean. I'll tell you what, here's a man with passion that is going out and providing important messages to young people, and I really salute him for what he's doing. That's why here at westernjournalism.com, we run Bradley Dean's op-eds every single week. If you want to read Bradley Dean at westernjournalism.com, come on over. And I really enjoy the radio program, too.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day. And we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean. And we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
In a world filled with compromise and those who cower from speaking the truth, listening to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty is a breath of fresh air in a day and age when you are searching for someone to just tell it like it is. If you are ready to hear the unadulterated truth from the Word of God that will feed your soul, open your eyes, give you understanding, and turn your heart to the Father, if you are ready to take a stand and realize your duty before God and man to preserve the freedom so graciously bestowed upon us by God Almighty and our founding forefathers, if you're ready to set aside the counterfeit and embrace the real, then join us weekdays from 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time and Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. for an encounter that will enlighten your understanding and point you directly to Jesus Christ, the everlasting light.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
All right, guys. Hey, you know what? We're broadcasting live across the country. If you can't wait for breaks, then you're on your own. You want to go ahead and listen to your nonsense, the conservatives of the day, bring you to nowhere like they have been for the last 60 years in this country? Have at it. If you want to call in, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Did want to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be
when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, I want to bring you back over to Newsmax because you have Ilhan Omar given a free hand after being exposed for fraud rather than awaiting trial, friends. Nope, they're putting the cameras right back up to her face. They're giving her an opportunity to create policies to undermine the Constitution and demonize those that mean to hold her accountable for her crimes. Okay, how far did it go? Well, I'm going to do my best to beat this out. Affiliates, please hold up with me and do your best to block this out as well. Here's yours truly, the one that shouldn't have a voice. She's already forfeited her right, not that she's ever had a right to be here, because we definitely know that she doesn't have a right to be in office constitutionally. But as long as the American people don't know the difference, Hosea 4:6, well, what's the big deal? Listen to this.
Be okay for there to be cell detentions in ICE for American citizens. It is appalling for them to be okay for there to be checkpoints in American cities where people are asked for their papers. I don't want to curse, but those of us who escaped places like that, the one place where we thought we would never experience this, is the U.S.
G.D.
States.
Appalling, isn't it? The U.S. goddamn G.D. States. Have you ever heard Newsmax. A member of Congress say anything like that before?
Nope.
About the country they were elected to serve?
Not publicly.
The U.S. goddamn States.
Sorry about
words,
that.
Not mine. It's also really just poor English. You might call it the States, you might call it the United States, or maybe just the U.S., but we are definitely not the U.S. goddamn States. And isn't it appalling to hear that from a sitting member of Congress, a self-proclaimed refugee from Somalia, a country run by warlords where half the population still lives in huts?
By the way, it was her grandpa and her dad that were the military leaders. And I want everybody to understand that's new here, that she didn't flee oppression, friends. She fled justice. She was trying to control her own people. They fled from Somalia to America, which again shows you to the interlinking going on with her and the CIA as being installed into the position that she is right now. Not stopping there, but going on to the Mockingbird Media, where that they actually called Ilhan Omar. Time Magazine called her one of the most 100 influential people in the United States of America. What's her whole objective? They're using her to create domestic insurrection, and it's exactly what's happening. Now, I want to go over to ICE really quick again, because you all do understand that ICE, like the other 87 alpha organizations that have been weaponized against the American people, every single one of them is unconstitutional. You do understand that, right? And you do understand that in times like this, to repeal invasion, to put down domestic insurrection, again, read Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15 and 16. It's the militia, the American people, armed to the hilt, 393.3 million guns in the hands of the American people to put down insurrection, to put down invasion. Well, Americans, let me say this. You're going to have to first start with your own politicians, because they're the ones that committed the act of treason by alluring them into America in the first place. And what you're seeing in Minnesota right now wouldn't be happening, again, if all of those that are guilty of the fraud in the state of Minnesota were already incarcerated awaiting trial. But people have left off that because the mainstream media that they don't believe in is already throwing off fraud now to obstruction, to your own demise, and you're allowing them to do it. You're allowing them to re-engage and attack you again and again and again and again, and it's exactly what they're doing. Let me show you how this is all scripted. Just again, I know people don't believe the media, but let me just solidify why it is that you don't believe, or at least you say you don't believe, but you let them do what they want to do. As if to suggest they have a right to do it when you didn't delegate it to them so that they could do it. You're trying to figure out why it's foreign, because they're operating in a foreign manner. Let me show you how this is all scripted. This is Kristi Noem and the head of the unconstitutional organization called ICE. Listen carefully. Oh, sorry about that.
Semi-automatic handgun.
I'm going to go ahead and start that again.
An individual approached U.S. Border Patrol officers with a 9mm
semi-automatic handgun.
This is Greg Bovino, the head of ICE. They're saying the exact same thing. It's all scripted, folks. All scripted.
fearing for his life and for the lives of his fellow officers around him.
Agent fired defensive shots.
Medics were on the scene immediately and attempted to deliver medical aid to the subject,
saying
but
the
he
exact
was pronounced dead,
was script.
Dead at the scene.
The suspect also had two magazines with ammunition in them that held dozens of rounds. He also had no ID. This looks like a situation where an individual arrived at the scene to inflict maximum damage on individuals and to kill law enforcement.
The exact same script. How does anybody sit back and somehow deceive themselves into believing that somehow or another, the events that are that are transpiring right now just happen to be legitimate? I mean, when this lady allegedly was shot 2 weeks ago, it was exactly what they needed to do to initiate the unconstitutional agency called ICE. That's why they came in, right? Well, that's who did or who committed the shooting. But what I'm saying is all the people that went out to the streets is what initiated this. This is what I was trying to say. But what was crazy about it is I'm from Minnesota. I drove to Minneapolis and I couldn't find all these massive protests going on. I couldn't find them. I went to South Minneapolis. I went to North Minneapolis. I drove through downtown. And yet the media is reporting on this. And yet when I'm watching the videos, I'm sitting there saying, okay, that's where that's at. And that's where that's at. So I went to those key areas and I couldn't find it. I couldn't find it. That's all I'm telling you. It was the same thing that happened during George Floyd. Exactly the same thing. And only to find out that they have paid protesters coming into America to do the very things that they're doing right now because it is all paid provocateurs. But you don't want to listen to me. Okay. Here, let me show you how this ICE scenario is being played out and how it was all pre-planned. Listen carefully.
Per person detained by ICE. And also, how dangerous is ICE detention? And how does that compare to being a police officer or being an ICE agent? And before we start, follow this channel if you want to see more deep dives like this. Okay, let's get into it. In Donald Trump's big, beautiful bill, it actually gave ICE about $45 billion for building new immigration detention centers, which, by the way, is 62% more than the entire federal prison system in the United States. It also gave ICE about $29.9 billion towards the enforcement operations, which is, you know, agents and stuff. But for this, let's not even count the big, beautiful bill because we haven't spent all that money and that money is supposed to last several years. Just for the sake of argument, let's only use the federal budget that was passed in 2024 that they used throughout 2025. And for the year of 2025 passed in 2024, ICE got about $9.6 billion. And during the time period that that budget was effective, ICE held in detention about 65,735 people. And that means doing the math, we spent about $146,000.
Hey guys, in their broadcasting that they've already rounded up, what, 2.5 million people? I'm here to tell you, don't believe a thing that you're being told, because at the end of the day, this is all aimed at the American people. Listen carefully to the second half of this audio.
For each person that we detain. And the thing is, this gets even worse if you factor in Donald Trump's big, beautiful bill, because that allocates $45 billion for new detention centers.
Just detention centers
itself,
for who?
When you factor in that that allows 116,000 people to be detained, that means for all of you fiscally conservative people out there who don't like the government spending tax dollars on things that we don't have to spend it on, Trump's big, beautiful bill costs about $397,000. Per person it detains. That means we could literally pay for them to start a life somewhere else, but we're choosing to detain them because cruelty is the point. And how dangerous is it for them to be detained? Well, let's start off by using that same number, 65,735 people detained in ICE detention centers. In that same period of time, about 32 people died in ICE detention, which puts it at about 48 per 100,000. Put that in perspective, about 111 police officers died in 2025, but there were 750,000 police officers, which means being held in detention by ICE is actually more than three times as dangerous as being a police officer. Let's put that in a different perspective. If being held in ICE detention was considered an occupation, it would be the fourth most dangerous job in America. More dangerous than being a steel worker. More dangerous than being a construction worker. More dangerous than being an aircraft engineer. Oh, and just a quick reminder, almost three quarters of these people have no criminal record. Oh, and almost 4,000 of these people detained are children. Anyway, follow
along. And by the way, the children disappear through the child trafficking that's playing part through the State Department that we were warned of several years ago. We've been seeing this for years, friends, in this country. But look at all the children that are missing on a yearly basis and who's responsible for it. Remember the individual that created the software to basically protect your computers? Yep, he's the one, before he was allegedly assassinated, he came out and he told the world exactly what was going on because he had the back end of all the computers that the government had, because he's the one that set them all up, only to find out what was going on and who is responsible for all of these crimes in which we are succumbing to in America. It's all coming from yours truly. Yours said, let's make America great again. Administration. So with that, folks, I'm going to go ahead and take Henry from Arkansas. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Oh, hey, you know what, Henry? Just hold on with me, guy. I'll pull you up right on the other side. I have a hard break. I'll pull you right on the other side. Folks, if you want to call in, please do. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Again, we'll be right back.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBSRadio.com. Martin Luther King Jr. rightly stated that I must admit, America, that I was initially disappointed in being so categorized as an extremist. But as I continued to think about the matter, I gradually gained a bit of satisfaction from being an extremist. Was not Abraham Lincoln an extremist? This nation cannot survive half slave and half free. Was not Thomas Jefferson an extremist? We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. So the question is not whether we will be extremists, but what kind of an extremist we will be. We will be extremists for the preservation of injustice, or will we be extremists for the cause of justice? He goes on and says, history will record that the greatest tragedy of this period of social transition was not the strident clamor of the bad people, but the appalling silence of the good people. Patrick Henry said in a speech to the House of Burgess in May of 1765 that it cannot be emphasized too clearly and too often that this nation was founded not by religionists, but by Christians. Not on religion, but on the gospel of Jesus Christ. For this very reason, people of other faiths have been afforded asylum, prosperity, and freedom of worship here. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm going to go ahead and pick up our friend Henry from Arkansas. Thanks for holding on, my friend. Thanks for calling in. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you?
Hey, Bradley, how you doing today, buddy?
I am on top of my game. My eyes are wide open like the Gadsden flag with the snake on it, coiled up, ready to strike. And I'm doing my part, and that's all I can do, my friend. That's what I'm doing today. How about you?
Oh, man.
Same thing. I mean, I've talked till I turned blue in the face. I've done everything other than take up arms against them.
Well, that's what it's coming to, isn't it, my friend? That's what it's coming to.
Yeah, you better believe it. And let me tell all you people out there, this is not going to stop until we end it. They're going to keep this going through because guess what? It's time to put the fear of God in these people.
Amen.
And I'm talking about our so-called politicians. And that's all both unconstitutional sides. Both of them.
Amen. Man. Well, as Thomas Jefferson rightly said, when the people fear the government, you have what? Tyranny. But when the government fears the people, filial or, you know, diabolical, that's on them. If they want to obey, then it's going to be filial. If they want to disobey, then it's going to be diabolical, but that's on them. And they need to stand in fear of the people that they're supposed to serve. And when you do the math, Henry, what's crazy about it is you have less than 1.7% of the population being used to overthrow 345 million people, yet the people that don't believe the media and they act accordingly like a bunch of sheep. And what did Ben Franklin say? He said, you make yourself sheep, the wolves will devour. And that's exactly what they're allowed to do.
That's exactly right. They're in the hen house right now.
That's right. That's right.
Yes, sir.
I thank you.
100%.
Go ahead.
I mean, this is going on long enough.
It is. Amen.
I'm spreading the word, Bradley.
Thank you, Henry. Totally appreciate you, guy. Different tone from the South, friends. If you want to call in, 281-845-4704. That tone that you just heard from Henry has been down South since I have been on radio for the last 25 years. And it's interesting how the things that are going on and how we're being assaulted are happening in what? The North. There's a different breed of people, friends. We better get our Christianity on. We better get our patriot on, friends. And the bottom line is if we don't do that, we ain't going to have anything to get ready for because we're not going to have anything left. And that's where we're going right now. I wanted to show you, I was making the point that these are paid provocateurs. I want you to listen to this, people. It's not a protest. It's a funded operation. Free winter hats, designer face masks, identity concealment. You got to ask yourself, who's paying for all of this, people? All these boxes are being all set up for those that come that are being bussed in as paid provocateurs. Last week, we had Senator Eric Lucero on. We talked about the paid provocateurs that are being sent in, just like the time duration of George Floyd a couple years back. And he said it's all paid provocateurs. America, should we just act like what's going on is real? How many times are you going to let them get away with this? Because you know it's nonsense. You know they're paid provocateurs. You know they're being paid to come in and stir this up. Hey, folks, remember what William Randolph Hearst said? He's the one that said, you furnish the pictures, I'll create the war. You furnish the pictures, I'll create the war. I want you to listen to the voice of a young man here. And listen, folks, the young people are having to do what the older people are allowing right now. And I want you to listen to what he has to say.
What a lovely young man, huh?
By the way, here you go. Listen carefully. Young man at a concert.
It's people that are elected under the premise that they're going to represent our voice in another place, but instead of representing our voice, they just do everything they can to silence it.
That's right. These are young people. They want you to think everybody's going along with their narrative when they're not, people.
And so every year we just keep getting shoved further and further down and keep getting kicked down every time we try to stand back up. And we're also disorganized and angry at each other. We have no idea what to even do. But if history repeats itself the way that it has, then one of these days people are going to stop letting themselves get kicked down and we're all just going to stand up.
So you're hearing young people really bear the spirit and exhibit the spirit of our forefathers who said, that's enough. That's enough of the games. That's enough of watching our parents play the hypocrites by being entertained by people they do not believe. Okay, now for the sake of time, I got to move forward. Is something a little off here. The other day, I highlighted this, and I didn't get to this on my affiliates. We're broadcasting across the country live right now, friends, on radio affiliates for another 5 minutes. And with that, I want you to get this in. Let's go back to September 10th, okay, the day before September 11th, concerning the allegations of Charlie Kirk being assassinated. Pay attention to all the things that were happening. Remember, a book was written concerning the assassination of Charlie Kirk a day before he was assassinated. Oh, folks, that's the tip of the iceberg. I want you to listen carefully as to what's transpiring today.
Get this straight. Charlie Kirk had no coroner's report, no church funeral, no burial site or grave, no official death certificate. Why has no official autopsy been conducted, nor any findings released? No ballistics report, not a single eyewitness on the record, and an award-winning widow already taking over his show. Why was the entire crime scene destroyed within hours, erasing vital evidence? Why were there no paramedics on the scene? Why was Charlie Kirk's body removed and illegally flown out on Air Force Two? Why did Donald Trump pardon a Navy SEAL killer whose shadow looms over this case? Why was the stadium mysteriously booked by Turning Point 4 months before his death? How was a massive high-tech stadium memorial produced in only 11 days? Why do multiple women publicly appear as Erica Kirk, raising questions of identity? Why are there no birth certificates for their children? No names revealed, no faces ever shown? Where is a video of Charlie playing with his kids at a birthday party, or picnic, or any other family setting? Why do Freemasonic and Satanic symbols surround this tragedy with chilling precision? Interesting that the gun was found on property owned by Palantir. Isn't it interesting Kash Patel fired many of the heads of the FBI in that area days before the shooting? Do you find it interesting that Charlie sold his house 8 months ago for $5 million? If the father of your two young children was just brutally murdered for the world to see days ago, do you leave them home with the nanny while you go on podcasts grinning from ear to ear? Is it not curious that a 17-year-old first-time Donald Trump beauty pageant contestant won, and now Trump appointed a top attorney general woman who has no experience, who was also in his beauty pageant? This is only a fraction of the clues and evidence on this psyop. For those of you brave enough to look at the evidence while removing the preconceived emotions, the conclusion is undeniable.
The conclusion is undeniable, but the media is telling you the truth. Okay, here's the point I want to make. I want to show you Sharon Osbourne. This is, Ozzy died 6 months ago, okay? July, August, September, October, November, December, January. Okay, so we're going into 7 months right now. This is Sharon Osbourne, who lost her husband 7 months ago. 7 months ago.
Main doctor said to him, if you do this show,
she can't even talk, friends.
You're not going to get through it.
An emotional Sharon telling all about Ozzy's
last
days.
7 months later.
Back tears.
It's really, grief is
it's
now
real.
Become my friend.
You can see her face. She starts to cry
nearly
again.
5 months after
and
Ozzy's
again,
death. Her
and again,
ever-present.
When the families asked
the
about her dad, their dad dying,
still
they can barely talk,
revealing on
they're
Piers
breaking,
Morgan,
they're crying.
Just how sick Ozzy was during his blockbuster.
Okay,
fair-
so I'm trying to show this to you as quickly as possible. Here is his son, Jack. I want to show this to you as well. He was being interviewed by Youngblood. His dad died 7 months ago, okay? Watch this.
VMAs, you know.
Oh yeah.
There was some, you know, some rock stars were slagging you off,
yeah,
and kind of being like, oh, he's just clout chasing. He's jumping on the bandwagon of, you know, Ozzy passing. But I kind of wanted to use this opportunity to talk about,
yeah,
that, because as a family, we've talked about this. You've been so graceful over the last 2 months.
Oh, bud.
Can't even.
Oh, bud.
His dad died 7 months ago, and he can't even get through 30 seconds. 30 seconds. Of an interview. This is 2 weeks later. Erica Kirk. I hope people are starting to understand why she is one of the most despised women in the world. She's connected to the CIA. She just came out on a CIA video just about a week ago. It was exposed. She was also heading up in Romania a trafficking operation where many people were brought to justice. They mandated the removal of Erica Kirk and the Romanian Angels. Along with the military, they were busted child trafficking. She was removed for that. Everything she says, we're finding out the opposite is true. Since the very beginning of this allegation of his assassination. Everything has been off, and the world is saying something is off somehow or another. And I want you to see this because, again, what's happening, friends, is what you're told and what's actually taking place or the truth of the matter are always two different stories. To our affiliates, we love you by what we do, and we'll talk to you in 23. If you want to jump on with social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, beforeitsnews.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, beforeitsnews.com as well. It's interesting, on sonsoflibertymedia.com, she is now being found to host, here's Russell Brandt, naked on the back of none other than CIA-controlled operative Alex Newman, who's also taking off his shirt like a big hairy gorilla on his show. No joke. No joke. Here, I'll take the time to show you this now that we're off the radio. But what I want to show you, friends, is Russell Brandt's out there preaching Jesus Christ at TPUSA. And what we're finding is all of these people are Zionists, every one of them. They're all on the roster. Okay, some of these people I know personally, and they should be ashamed of themselves. Some of these are out there just doing what they do, seeing no evil and hearing no evil because they don't want to lose the opportunity to gain favor with man. But it's interesting that many of them are also sexual predators. Here we have Roger Stone. Go online, folks. Pull the curtain back on the guy. Absolute creep walking down the streets with men dressed as women and women dressed with men. Russell Brandt, I want to show you this really quick. Russell Brandt has added three more charges to his four charges of sexual assault, and yet none other than TPUSA is promoting Russell Brandt. The guy's an absolute creep. He's another installed, controlled operative who hasn't been brought to justice. Sooner or later, he will be because he's low enough on the scale. But I also took the time just a couple weeks ago warning the people about Greg Laurie. Okay, now maybe I should just pause here for a moment. Here's Erica Kirk with Nicki Minaj, who is an absolute Satanist. Erica's talking about how she has a heart for the Lord, yet she's promoting Satanism every step of the way. I'm not going to play all these videos, but they're all 100% satanic. She's not hiding anything. Here's Russell Brandt. Maybe I should show you. Okay, and then here is Alex Jones. For you people out there that think Alex Jones is legitimate, folks, I'll just tell you. I don't know what it is going to be for you to understand how you're being played. CIA connections, Andrew Tate, same thing, CIA connections. They're like a bunch of underachievers who were given an opportunity that was taken away from people that deserved that opportunity. But the powers that are tolerated by the American people don't understand that people like me are being censored. And we're being censored for the very purpose of calling out these controlled operatives and the useful idiots for what they really are. Okay? So let me go back because I want you to see this. I also took the time to highlight the fact that Erica Kirk, here's the video of her, the CIA video, that she's actually teaching on the behalf of the CIA. Every time this woman turns around, she's doing something opposite of what TPUSA is allegedly out to do concerning their mission. Okay? And I want to go ahead and play this for you, and then I'm going to come back to Greg Laurie because I want you to see the...
September 10th, 2025. Erica steps in as TPUSA CEO, and the Romania ghosts come roaring back.
If a 94 TikTokers were out there...
I want you to know, too, by the way, just so you all understand that Candace Owens, she's on the same payroll. She's married into the same money that TPUSA gets. She's there to keep people distracted. She's there to dangle the nose in front of the American people, never to bring it to conclusion. Like a dog chasing its tail, it's called circular reasoning. This is what she's been doing since she's been there. She also called herself, and it's not hard to find, she also called herself the only TPUSA Mason over there. So don't think Candace Owens is your friend. That's why they prop up only those that are playing on the same team.
They're all in it together. Again, as I said, if they're popular, rest assured, it's paid. They're paid media influencers. Nick Fuentes was busted a week ago and exposed for taking $217 million from, guess who, friends? The Zionists. Are you with me? Are you paying attention? They're all on the same team, driving the same narrative. Has anybody brought any reference to the law that condemns the crimes of those that they're highlighting, which only goes to prove my point that they're controlled operatives? Let's watch the rest of this.
Making videos about me, accusing me of trafficking children from Romania. I would probably
they're just normalizing this is what they're doing.
The theme of trafficking and to stay away altogether from the theme of Romania. I just wouldn't even fly over the country for a little bit. But not Erica Kirk.
She should have buried every mention of that country. Instead, she headlines the Make Heaven Crowded Faith Tour with Greg Laurie's Harvest Church.
Listen.
The exact megachurch now drowning in 12 lawsuits, racing toward 23 plus victims, for a Bucharest children's home they funded.
He's
and
a Zionist from start to finish.
Children being tied to radiators, being made to kneel down on walnut shells, being touched inappropriately, and being pimped out for sex.
Pastor Paul Havsgard, Harvest's chosen missionary, allegedly ran this torture chamber for years, while Laurie funneled $17,000 monthly straight to his personal account. No real oversight. A 20-year cover-up. Victims finally breaking silence, screaming for justice. And Erica's footprint? Constanța, Romania's trafficking epicenter. Her Romanian Angels charity, under everyday heroes like you, partnered with U.S. Marines, thanked Colonel Otto Boucheri, the NATO base commander later accused of running an underage brothel on base, shielded by immunity. Kids lured with gifts, angel flights, vanishing into the black market. Her nonprofit fades quietly around 2015, right as heat builds on similar evangelical fronts. Same corridors the Tate brothers exploited for their webcam empires, same military hubs, same whispers of organ networks, forced adoptions, Epstein-level shadows. Erica's family? Dad deep in Raytheon, Israel. Mom in Homeland Security. Mossad ties? Deep state handler vibes? Candace Owens called the fatigue. If the internet was screaming trafficking at you, you'd run from Romania. But Erica? She doubles down, linking arms with Harvest while the lawsuits avalanche.
She's a
Andrew
witch.
Colbert's PR spin must be pure black magic. This isn't coincidence. It's a pipeline. Churches as fronts, military bases as hubs, vulnerable kids as currency. Millions raised in Jesus' name.
Yep.
Kids disappear. Power stays protected. No smoking gun proof? That's the oldest trick. Bury the files, smear the whistleblowers, wait for fatigue. But the victims are rising. The lawsuits are real. The patterns scream. Question your donations. Dig deeper. The darkness is real, and it's wearing a cross.
Yeah, now I want you guys to understand something as something that this guy just said here, talking about how they conceal it. I'm here to tell you, we wouldn't be talking about it if the Lord didn't basically take the veil off for us to see. So all things that are covered shall be revealed, and all things hid shall be made known. Do you understand, people that call yourself Christians? Do you understand that you are obligated and commanded by God after this has been brought forth to the light the way it has in such a fashion? Do you not realize that it is you now that are the responsible party to bring law, the enforcement of law, unto judgment upon the heads that have been uncovered for who they are? I want to also tell you this. The Bible tells us as the third commandment, it says, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. That means you better practice what you preach. He said, for the Lord will not hold them guiltless that taketh his name in vain. This isn't, folks, being pushed in a corner. This is being exposed to the people that do absolutely nothing about it. Read Jeremiah 5:28. This falls to the responsibility of those that call themselves Christians to deal with this. And yet they're allowing people to pretend to be them in perpetrating the crimes. And they're doing this purposely, friends. I wanted to show you this as well. We have right here, Candace, speaking of Candace Owens, Candace Owens glorified tied to Rothschilds and Sons. Folks, I'm here to tell you, I've said just a third of the things this woman has said. And we've been to platform by none other than YouTube. We've been to platform by Facebook, tipping in on 1 million friends after a short amount of time. I was getting 600 friend requests a day. All that was pulled. Facebook shut us down. Then what happened, friends, on top of that, we had about 1 million people. We just started a website called sonsoflibertymedia.com. The first month, it was 750,000 unique visitors, unsolicited. We were just out there. People heard of us, and they came to us. The next month, it was 850,000. The third month, it tipped on 1 million. And then all of a sudden, the fourth month, we noticed that all of a sudden, we just faded in the background. Google deplatformed us on our search. Has anybody seen Candace being deplatformed? Are you seeing all the mainstream media, the useful idiots and the mockingbird media, all parodying the same things? Going to Candace Owens is now the point of reference concerning the truth of the matter? I'm asking. Just follow the money trail, friends. It all goes to the same people that were going to TPUSA. All the money going to TPUSA, okay? All the same players, Ben Shapiro, Candace Owens, Andrew Tate, James O'Keefe. Oh, the list goes on. Tommy Robinson. They're all controlled operatives. Not a one of them is calling for justice. Not a one of them is calling for justice. They are merely put up to keep you going around the mountain over and over again. And look at the money that they're making on a daily basis. Here, I'll tell you this. Was it in 2010 when Charlie was handpicked? I know this is a fact because the other guy is a friend of mine that they tried to recruit. Charlie took the bait. And what he agreed to when he took the bait is to basically allow them to tutor him to be a pro-Zionist and a pro-Trump candidate to go out and promote nothing but that to the young people across the country. Now, it's also interesting to note that his first year, there was only 3 employees in TPUSA. It's also interesting to note that they had $10 million coming into their account right away. I also want you to know, if you're new here, I've done 365 public high schools in 25 different states. We had to pay for every single one of them. Pretty close to every single one of them. From here to Florida. When we tried to get support from the church said no. That goes back to Numbers 13 and 14. Because they didn't want the young people seeing that it could be done what we were doing, that they were leaving undone. So guess who our opposition came from? How is it that out of nowhere, this kid, Charlie, goofy-looking kid, Charlie Kirk, comes out of nowhere. He has $10 million in his account. Before you know it, he meets a lady named Erica Kirk, who was working with Trump in New York for the last 3 years, doing television and also recruiting people. For what? You're going to have to fill in the blanks, people. And then she mysteriously wins none other than the pageant. She wins the Arizona, Miss Arizona, Miss America. That was Donald Trump who owned that. They're hooked up because Charlie's family's already working with the Trumps. Cross-check everything I'm telling you. And out of nowhere, here comes Erica Kirk. Nobody knows anything about her from the point that she met Charlie Kirk. Think about that. And before you know it, friends, she comes in. There's about, I think there's probably about 12 or 13 employees added the minute she walks in the door. It goes from a $10 million operation. Again, where did that money come from? Because I'll tell you right now, less than 0.5% of 1% of all the money that goes into the church goes into organizations or ministries like mine. In a black and white ministry like mine, drawing the line ministries don't make money like that. I can tell you that right now. He has $10 million in 2010. 2011 comes around. Erica walks in the door. All of a sudden, everybody stacked up to what's already been established in TPUSA. Before you know it, the income almost triples to $28 million. $28 million. I suppose anybody out there that knows what's going on, I suppose it's just the norm that ministries that have been around for 1 year, they get $10 million checks from guess who? Jewish billionaires who don't happen to be Jewish. They call themselves Zionists, but they're not Jews. Make distinction. Revelation 3:9. And then before you know it, they begin to develop. Hey, did you know that Charlie Kirk only did 114 events? 114. Do you know that I've done this 3,000 times? I'm being attacked by the media that's promoting him. Well, at the same time, he's also promoting sodomites like none other than Scott Pressler, where a youth organization can write a check for $5 million to make sure that Scott Pressler gets into occupy some position in government in Wisconsin. That's Charlie Kirk. Yes, he started the turn, right? Before this allegation of him being assassinated. I'm just saying that to say false myself, friends, because there's a lot of people out there that don't believe a word concerning the narrative. Not a word. Even Sheriff Richard Mack is coming out and saying that that was criminal, what the head of the FBI did concerning that crime scene. But if it wasn't a crime scene, nobody did anything illegal. The only thing they did illegal was lie to the American people that ever happened in the first place. Where I just showed you on that video where there's zero evidence of any of it happening. There's no grave. There's no autopsy. There's no video. There's no blood. There's no bullet. But all of a sudden, out of nowhere, they just find their lone gunman like they always do that nobody believes is a gunman. How many times does this have to happen to you, America, before you figure out how you're being played by the people you're laughing at? Oh, I can go on and I can go on and I can go on. Nothing makes sense about any of it. It's not supposed to make sense. It's supposed to add confusion to confusion. Just ask Barack Hussein Obama, who said you just got to keep flooding the media outlets with nothing but slew, where the people don't believe anything and they're confused. He said it on audio. Here, matter of fact, let's see if I can pull this up for you so you can see where all of this is coming from. And let's see if he can find him telling you what it is that I'm telling you. I could find it. I'm just hoping it pops up right away where he actually admits it. Obama made it legal for media to purposely lie. It's not legal. It's illegal because we don't have a right to lie. God didn't give us a right to lie. That transgresses his law. In 2012, he signed H.R. 4310, which allowed propaganda to be used on U.S. citizens by its own government. They want you to believe that they can do this and it's okay because they said so. Essentially repealing the Smith-Mundt Act of 1948, which banned the use of domestic propaganda. I mean, again, people, I just don't know that you can make this kind of stuff up. But Obama's been spewing this stuff out for a long time. And then when the things happen that he forecasted, the American people sit back and they believe the lies coming from the same people. Truth, as they say, is stranger than fiction, isn't it? Again, it all comes back to the fact that nobody believes them until they say it again. I'm going to try something else here and see if we can pull it up. I want you to see it. I pulled it up. I played it several times so you guys understand that he himself said it. That they were responsible for doing it, and how they just flood. Maybe I'll put the word flood in there and see if that helps a little bit. Folks, we're doing live radio. I'll take Bob in the meantime. Hey, Bob from Texas, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Oh, man, we got to apologize to Alex Newman. You meant to say Alex Jones, but you said Alex Newman.
Oh, did I? Oh, I'm sorry, yeah. Alex. Yes, yes. Alex Newman is my friend. Alex Jones, forgive me. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to have to talk to him for that one, right? Thanks for the heads up, Bob.
Okay.
Was that it? Oh, I guess that was it. Thank you, Bob. Totally appreciate it. It's Alex Jones. Alex Newman is a friend of ours. Alex Jones is who I was talking about. Do forgive me.
I understand.
Here's the video of Obama saying this, and then we're going to go ahead and close this out. But this was in 2013, where Obama came out and said that the government can go ahead and propagandize the American people. Folks, that's like saying, it's exactly what they're saying, that politicians can lie to you, and there's no recourse. Is that what they swore to do? Absolutely not. That's why your forefathers gave you provision in the U.S. Constitution to impeach and prosecute them for the smallest of misdemeanors. Here's Obama out of his own mouth solidifying and verifying exactly what I was just telling you. Listen carefully.
It's not necessary for people to believe this information in order to weaken democratic institutions. You just have to flood a country's public square with enough raw sewage. You just have to raise enough questions, spread enough dirt, plant enough conspiracy theorizing that citizens no longer know what to believe.
Listen to this, people. This is a said, obviously he's a foreigner. He's a sodomite. When he left office, remember how he was basically accusing all of the people that put him in question concerning his validity as being a president and that he was born in America because he has to be a naturalized individual for 14 years to become the president? And he denied it all and denied it all and denied it all. And then when he left office, what did he do? The first thing he did is go back to Kenya and say that he's the firstborn Kenyan president in America. And the American people let him. Everything Obama did, if you want to get logistic about all of this, everything he did during his criminal tenure is completely null and void. But what did the American people let him do? Entertain their sworn enemies in the People's White House throughout the duration of this criminal sodomite's criminal tenure. Let's keep going on here.
Once they lose trust in their leaders.
He's talking about you. We don't have leaders.
Mainstream media.
We don't have leaders in this country. We have representatives.
In political institutions, in each other. In the possibility of truth. The game's won.
Listen to this. Hey, folks, he told you what they're doing. And I want to tell you why they're doing what they're doing. I had a run-in with MSNBC back in 2011. Because they took a portion of my radio program and omitted 1 minute to make it sound like I was calling for something that I wasn't calling for, and they all the while knew it. Because I called MSNBC and I told them that I would fly into New York on my dime and they could go ahead and have me on live and put me to question concerning the things that they were accusing me of. Do you think they followed through? Absolutely not. That was 2010. 2011 came around, they did it again. And then they accused me of something clearly I did not. It was clearly defamation, malicious intent, flew out to New York. Folks, you know what the problem that you're having in this country? It's not so much the politicians as the corruption on the benches. And do you know that it says in Article 3, Section 1 of the U.S. Constitution that if judges don't sit during good behavior, you're to impeach them? And yes, the Supreme Court and all those black-robed tyrants, unelected bureaucrats, do you know that they're all accountable to the same laws that me and you are? And every branch of government, starting with the said president of the United States of America? Where is it that you have gotten in your head and in your minds that somehow or another they're above the laws that they swore to uphold? Again, you know what? I'm here to testify to the face of the people that let it happen. And it's not all of you, but it's a good portion of you. I'm going to end the show with this. We're not called to overthrow the Constitution. We're demanded and commanded by heaven for the sake of our posterity, our kids, just like our forefathers, to overthrow the men that pervert the Constitution. But what's being played out right now? All the American people being played by their politicians, their favorite politicians. You know, isn't it interesting that when you make no reference to the Constitution, then it becomes a party issue? Did you hear what I said? You want to know why people look to politicians? Because the Constitution's never brought in. The law, the constitutional republic in which we are, Article 4, Section 4. When you don't make reference to that, then it becomes a party issue. And did you know that now we have over 101 unconstitutional party affiliates? Not a one of them's legitimate. And I want to just say this so for all the new people here. Listen, I want you to listen carefully. When the Republicans, which is unconstitutional, when they're in office, no, they're not a law unto themselves. They're not a government unto themselves, no more than what they call the left, the Democrats. We're ruled by one law, not by two different versions of it, or a foreign law, which you're now allowing to insidiously come into play through the Muslims, who now have a caucus. And I told you 15 years ago, they were going to create a caucus if you didn't put a stop to it. And now it's a real issue. And yet, Americans, they remain. I am for reformation. I am for the law. I am tired of the lies and corruption that we see in the pulpits of America and within the offices they occupy in our government. And they're supposed to be unified as one concerning that institution of government, not two. Not two. Hey, folks, if you're new here, go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go over to the store. There's tons of stuff there for you concerning who we are, what it is that we do. We have church every Sunday at 9 o'clock Central Standard Time. We also broadcast from 2 to 3 Central Standard Monday through Friday, and on Saturdays across the country as well from 1 to 3. I do want to let you know that any orders that go out today, do understand they'll go out first thing tomorrow morning. Also, if you'd like to keep us out there, because we don't have sponsors, we're not serving a golden calf, you keep us out there. Again, if you're new here, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's what we have been doing for the last 30 years. And aside of that, it's because of you people that do support us that keep us out there. And we totally appreciate it. Again, we do not serve golden calves over here, nor do they dictate what it is that we do and say. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. You got a news source to go to as well. Also, if you want to our new friends, and I don't usually do this, but during church, if you go to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, go to Equipping the Saints. There's a five-part series that we aired in Minneapolis two different times, and then Dove Radio Television picked it up and aired it on national television for 42 weeks. It's theirs for the free. And again, we totally appreciate all you guys. Thanks for all you new people coming over. Again, we love you by what we do. We'll pick it up in 23 hours, okay? We'll talk.